Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duncan, it's the Official Coffee, the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to you. We are brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. We welcome in our pal, our friend Matt Clement right now. Going to talk to him. Matt, hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Never been better. We just got done talking about releasing a dog's anal glands. How about that? You should have joined a few minutes earlier.
I'll pass on that comment. Yes. On that conversation.
Do you have a dog, by the way?
Two.
Yeah. Oh, what kind?
Cavaliers.
Cavaliers? Those are
from
dogs?
Cleveland.
Yep.
Yes. Let me look
those
four up.
Doors?
Yes.
King Charles Cavalier.
Wow. Okay. Oh, okay. They're little spaniel kind of dogs, right?
Yes. Yes.
Ah. Are they black and white or brown and white?
Brown and white. We had the first one we got was a black and white one, and it passed away a couple years ago. So we had four at one point all together, and we're down to two.
Oh, man. Rainbow Bridge and all that stuff. Man, it's tough. what are their names real quick?
The two that are left we have are Peanut and Kiffles.
Wait. The second one, what?
Hold on. Peanut and Buttons. I just gave one of the deceased names there. That's my fault.
Hey, as long as on a side note,
a Kiffle is a bread made in Lindora. That's what it got named after.
Oh,
and downtown Lindora, which I knew you guys would enjoy that.
Yes.
As long as you're holding food, you just yell any name you want, Matt. They'll come running.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Peanut and Buttons. So you named your dog after a bread named in downtown Lindora. The best bread in downtown Lindora, by the way, are the wings of the Lindora Hotel. I'll have you know, the breading on those.
Well, it is connected. Yes. That bakery in Lindora is connected to Lindora Hotel. So
there you go.
That makes some sense.
I know where it is. I can't believe you thought one of your living dogs was the name of one of your dead dogs.
Well, when you have four of them, you're rolling through. It kind of happens.
Yeah, it does. All right. Should David Bednar be traded? What a transition. Yes or no?
You know, it's a tough call because you're in rebuilding mode, and I think that it's even tougher right now because he's like the Pittsburgh Steelers end of the Pirates franchise. Everybody likes him. You know, you get a couple explicits coming out of his mouth during the interviews after big wins. It's somebody like this that they rally behind in Pittsburgh right now. And so it makes it even tougher. But at the same time, can you envision this club contending for to win the division or a playoff spot when, in a time frame when when you're paying him lower dollars for what relievers are being paid, and the way people are recycling through relievers, I think their reliever shelf life, unfortunately, is getting shorter. How they're being used more with the starters going less. So it puts you in a tough situation. But I think the persona and what he's all about makes it even tougher right now. Because I think obviously I haven't even talked about the bigger thing. Like, he's a local guy too. So, there's a lot of parts that, to me, there's a lot of people go to the park hoping to see him come and, run in from the bullpen or come in from the bullpen and end the game against these bigger clubs that are paying all this money and everything else. And I think that's something right now that Pirate fans get fired up about. So it's really a tough call. I guess from a business standpoint, you probably, unfortunately, both him and Reynolds both, you maybe should move because you're still a few years away and you keep developing all these prospects, but it's hard to explain that to fans.
Well, you just mentioned Reynolds, and that was going to be my next question, Matt. A lot of the things you just said about Bednar, especially as far as the timeline goes and timing it up with the next contending team here in town, could be said about Brian Reynolds. And so with that being said, are you actively shopping Brian Reynolds right now if you're Ben Charrington, or are you simply just answering the phone when people call?
Well, I think that if I'm Ben Charrington right now, like, and he's from his time and, you know, with the other teams he was with and the other GMs he was with and how successful they were at doing some of this stuff, I think it's more relying on your scouting side of yourself and your scouting department. Can I get the right people here? Can I get the right prospects in that we really believe in, that we have rated really high to come change this whole organization? You know, we can put beside these young guys that we have that are everybody's excited about right now, and be the missing pieces with the, you know, Davis, the catcher last year that they drafted, and hopefully as he hits his spot and the different people they have in the system. I think that's you're listening. I don't know if you're actively shopping to get rid of. Maybe they are. You know, that's I guess a front office organization standpoint that we don't know. You know, maybe they are. Like, we got to get rid of them. It doesn't matter. But I think you're listening, because if you get the right piece or the right, you know, right person in a trade that you think can be, you know, 2 years from now puts this group over the hump and puts them really in the mix, then, you know, you have to listen.
Matt, have you ever been a part of a brawl where you've been throwing punches? And was Matt Clement ever afraid to throw the baseball at someone's butt cheek that might start a brawl?
Well, I'll answer the first part of the question what you asked second. If you roll over my baseball card and look at hit bats, and I hit a lot of people. So most of the time I didn't have to end up hitting somebody on purpose, because I probably did it already, and then there was retaliation, and then I accidentally did it again, or whatever the case may be. Did I throw inside to get somebody off the plate? Did I have to throw, you know, kind of show that I was going to retaliate and at times, a few times, but it was mostly, you know, my ball. I was actually talking about this last night at my son's practice. Like, my ball moved enough that there was I got away with hitting a lot of people, because I think there was this thought process when I was pitching that he doesn't know where the heck it's going anyway, and it's moving, and that wasn't on purpose, but it served its purpose. So I hit a lot of people. I led the league in hit batsmen before. I led minor league leagues in hit batsmen before. So I was kind of, you know, maybe the starter or something that went on in a series or whatever the case, and not the finisher. I did get thrown at in a there's a famous clip that my sons and his friends keep finding of Dan Heron, who actually brought it up on his radio show, hitting me, and it's a famous clip of Dusty Baker and Tony La Russa almost throwing punches, and I was the guy that got hit in that situation. So, but the second part, the biggest brawl that I was in, and I was actually getting my treatment on the training table when it went down, was the Paul Wilson, Kyle Farnsworth, which I'm sure you've seen the
yes.
pictures of Kyle Farnsworth surfacing on the internet lately. So, where Kyle Farnsworth just got offended by a look that Paul Wilson gave him on a pitch that probably was just Paul Wilson. You know, Kyle Farnsworth was waiting for somebody to look at him a little strange so he could start a fight where he actually charged the batter. And I remember scrambling off the training table and coming out. But I was always one of the guys on the outside of the fight that was kind of like, you know, hoarding the fight rather than the guy in the middle of it throwing the punches. But that fight and you know, the Angels Mariners one the other day was as good a one as we've seen in a while.
Have you seen the recent photos of Farnsworth, by the way, from last week?
Yes. That's why I brought it up. It was like, I saw those photos. I will say this. I'm not
straight
surprised.
Up bodybuilder. Straight up, yeah. like award-winning bodybuilder.
Yeah, like not surprised to see what Kyle Farnsworth looks like right now at all. And just one dude that was kind of like, I guess the best way I can describe him is he was waiting for somebody that wanted to charge him. Like, almost like daring them to charge him. And I'll tell you what, it's a scary situation when all those bodies are moving around out there. And then there's always four or five people that are really on, like, lose their mind on their edge, as you saw in that Mariners fight the other day. They're going crazy in the middle of it, and people are trying to hold them back. And then you always get the dude that comes in from behind and throws a cheap shot, and then it turns to three or four crazy people turn into 14 or 15. I just know this, like, the first thing I thought of when that fight was going on, I played with Phil Nevin, and he's the manager there. And I don't know if you caught him, like, in a dugout. Like, he's trying to change the you had the happy-go-lucky Joe Maddon coaching there. And Phil was one of the meanest intense dudes that I played with. And I played with him a couple of years in San Diego. And I saw at the end of it, he got the most games in the suspension. So he's another one that, like, isn't afraid to be in the middle of a major league brawl.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family with our friend Matt Clement. Baseball's great. Fights are – they're great, too. Back to these Kiffle rolls, though. Now, they are, like, if I'm not mistaken, they're the crescent-shaped rolls that have, like, poppy seeds on them, right? And they're made –
See, you acted like you didn't know what I was talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You described them perfectly. You described them perfectly.
But aren't they like a Butler or Lindora, like, famous thing? They're really kind of only – they were made famous there, right?
Yes, correct. And there's a Lindora bakery that is unfortunately now only open parts of the year. But somehow they end up in our house in those times when they're open. They are famous Lindora food, I guess we could say.
I have seen these. They're like crescent shaped rolls, and they got black poppy seeds on them.
You can get them. You can get them without the poppy seeds too.
Okay. Hmm. All right. And you like these things, and you named your dog after it.
Let's go backwards here a little bit. Do you think I named any of the four dogs?
Whenever you said buttons, I was wondering.
I have four kids. I mean, it's fun to say I named all my dogs after food and everything else. But do you think I had any say in any of these names?
No.
What were the dogs again? Kiffle, Buttons. What else?
Sugar and Kiffles are no longer with us.
Okay. Big doggy heaven.
Yes, and then we have Buttons and Peanut.
Okay. Well, send them our regards, Matt, Buttons and Peanut. And hopefully you don't get dragged into expressing any anal glands anytime soon.
Do you kiss your...
No,
go ahead.
They fortunately wake me up for their show every week, so barking. So that, like, that's why I never have a no-show on the show. They're always... They wake me up. So
do you kiss Buttons or Peanut on the mouth?
No.
Do you take Buttons or Peanut to, like, Home Depot or somewhere?
No.
Okay. The Buttons or Peanut ride in the back, the ride in the front seat of your car?
No.
Have you ever driven a car with them on your lap?
No.
Man,
see, Matt handles it the right way.
He's passing the test.
He is passing the test.
Responsible dog owner.
You are a responsible dog. The Buttons and Peanut.
I'm a responsible dog purchaser.
Okay.
There you go.
Did they have an electric fence, Buttons and Peanut?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We
don't have a choice on that one.
Do they eat human food?
When one of my kids give it to them, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
or something's dropped accidentally.
Yes.
Gotcha.
They're a vacuum cleaner. They serve as vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
Useful that way.
I do like that you don't take them to, like, Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever and walk around like, look at my dog. He's so cute. I'm here to really, you know, it's not really to get him exercise. I want everybody to tell me how cute my dog is. You're not that guy.
No.
You got any more nose in there, Matt?
I know. Well, it was great visiting with you today, Matt. That was good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those Kiffle rolls, I have had them. They're very good. They're soft. You got to get them a little warm, you know? I'm
see, you were laughing. You were making fun at the beginning, and that now your memory – You've been there before.
I think I've had them at, like, a banquet or at a wedding or something. I think that's what it was.
For sure. If you were at a wedding that had anything to do with somebody in Butler, there's a good chance that especially, you know, like I said, they aren't open as much anymore. But especially over the last 15, 20 years, you've seen a kiffle at a banquet.
There we go. Matt Clement. Matt, we thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, take care, guys.
See
Thanks,
ya.
Matt.
See, that was good. How about how quick he was on the draw, though? It does not ride in the front seat of the car, does not ride in my lap, does not walk around Home Depot, do not kiss Kiffle on the mouth.
No, well, Kiffle, you can't. Kiffle's gone.
Yeah, Kiffle's
Buttons in the... what? What was the other one?
I wrote in the show notes.
Sugar or something.
Matt
like
kept
that.
Bringing up no. his dogs that were dead.
Yeah, Sugar's dead, too.
Because I thought we were really going to fix it. I thought he was going to be depressed for the interview. He's bringing up his dead dogs like six times.
I did feel bad initially,
early.
But then he was like, we just got two more.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.